Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Heard the TV star go. I mean, he was just here a second ago, and now Woodsy's gone again.
Now he's the bathroom star.
Ah. Woods, you realize that we do have a show to do, and you already missed part of a segment doing some television in our last segment, and now you're gone again. Hello, welcome back.
Go to the bathroom at the beginning of the commercial
break.
Not
the end of the commercial
break. Not when
we're
coming back.
He's got a lot of things. He's just got a lot of things to get out, and sometimes he speaks for like 3 or 4 minutes, then he goes to the restroom.
It's true.
It does happen from time to time. All right, well, that was something with Brett Boone. I see our chat, and you're not pleased out there with Brett's opinions about Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. All I can tell you is that, there are a lot of baseball players who are going to think that way.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the perception that we're trying to fight against here. And I'd rather fight against it directly and, tell Brett, what we think and why we disagree with him than simply not talk to him about it at all.
Yeah,
so,
Mooney.
But I understand why you're frustrated out there.
I get it, too. Trust me. I mean, who's the biggest Manny fan in town? You're looking at him right here. My cat's named Manny. We're a whole Manny family. Listen, it is the perception, and you got to fight against it sometimes, because we know truly what he is.
Again, you said it yesterday. I thought it was one of your really great points, that for Dave Roberts to then add fuel to that perception, one that Manny has worked really hard to change the narrative, the Roberto Clemente nominee, everything that Mike Schilt said about him yesterday. We played that audio earlier, years and years, never once having an incident of any nature off the field at all, other than being a great guy, a dad, a husband, someone who supports his community and has been terrific for San Diego for years and years. And honestly, on the field, there has been almost nothing with Manny. I mean, every baseball player has some things that happen to them over the course of the season. But as hard as he has worked to just cavalierly use that as a motivational strategy, whatever you want to call it, to not understand that that has real repercussions on Manny Machado that will go far beyond this series. For Dave, maybe he'll forget about it in a couple of days. Hey, I'm just trying to win a game, do whatever it takes to win. That's my job as manager. But that will fuel then for more years, the thought of Manny Machado. It might even sway the perception of some Hall of Fame voters in 15 years when Manny's name is on the ballot and should be getting in, and wonder if there will be people who don't, because they'll remember all of the narratives that were said about Manny Machado and not accurately as well. That's why words are important, and words do mean things. And you can't just say, well, it's just words. Doesn't really matter, because they do. They do matter.
Let me say something. I watched from home the series against the Atlanta Braves. Marcell Ozuna has a sinister past. That's sinister. Sinister. We saw the video. I didn't hear one effing word. I didn't read one effing word about it. Didn't hear about any transgressions. Didn't hear about any incidents. When Marcell Ozuna was playing for the Braves a week ago, here, no national story. That's a sinister past. What Marcell Ozuna has done twice is sinister. Correct? Am I wrong?
Nope.
No, you're not wrong at all.
Did you guys hear anything?
No, not a word.
I didn't hear a word. Not a word about that. Now, again, nobody's perfect. But when there's video evidence that we all can see with our own eyes, why wasn't that brought up in the in-game interview? Why wasn't that brought up in an article? That's sinister, period. Anything Manny has done is not sinister. Okay? And so...
Has he crossed a competitive line in his career a couple of times?
Chippy?
You can make
chippy?
That argument,
yeah,
one way or the
dude.
Other.
Is he chippy? Yes. Was Jack Flaherty chippy the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was Walker Buehler chippy last night when he went and destroyed the dugout? What are we talking about here? We know. We know. We know the difference, guys. We know the difference. We know what it is. We know what it is.
Has Max Muncy ever been called a dancing peacock when he's out doing this on first base?
It's just insane. It's just insane. So I think, you know, I'm over talking about it, but again, you gotta see the whole picture there. And again, I watched both games, and not a word. Nary a word was mentioned about Marcell Ozuna. Nothing. But Fernando Tatis's PED suspension was. Manny Machado's slide into his buddy, Arcia, the incident that happened 13 years ago with Josh Donaldson. Noted good guy, Josh Donaldson. Noted non-chippy P-R-I-C-K, Josh Donaldson, right? What are we talking about? Manny should be lauded as a hero for going after Josh Donaldson. That guy's one of the worst guys to ever play in the big leagues, human being-wise. What are we talking about here? So it pisses me off, as you can tell. Let's be fair and balanced. It's not. It's not fair and balanced at all.
All we can do is keep fighting the good fight and trying to change people's minds one at a time.
Yep.
And we'll start with Brett Boone, which we attempted to do. And maybe I thought made a couple of points that he'll think over, hopefully, going forward.
Yep.
All right, appreciate everyone sticking with us. Let's get some more baseball news and headlines with Paulie. It's time for today's Rondle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. It is the Rindle Report brought to you this morning by Hamul Casino. Woodsy, you've been waiting for this all morning long. The fly ball heard around the world.
So, I was at the game. I missed this. My phone went bananas. Our buddy Max, who lives in L.A. and is a huge, huge Padres fan. He was the showrunner for the brilliant TV show Dave. I love Max so much. Texted me last night. He goes, I know you're at the game. I know you're at the game. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear it.
This was
the glazing of Shohei Ohtani on a fly ball.
Top of the fifth inning. 3-2 count. Nobody out.
Okay.
Padres leading 6-5. Michael King is on the hill. And Shohei Ohtani is at the plate. Just listen to your FS1 broadcast.
Time run at the plate in the fifth. Ohtani waits on it. Sends it in the air. Deep center field. Mirror to the edge of the track. He's got just enough room.
Boy, Ohtani was ready for it. That was a great pitch. Backdoor after seeing a pitch fade away. He went backdoor breaking ball. And this is why this dude is a stud.
Why?
Because most people might have given up on that. He did not.
Well, you touched on it at the start of the game, John. Two of his three home runs against King have looked like that the other way.
Yeah.
It was a fly ball. Merrill caught it.
3-2. 3-2. And it was kind of a little bit of a hanger. Now, it didn't hang over the middle. It did hang over the outside corner. He put a good swing on it. But, I mean, did you hear John Smoltz? This is why this guy's a stud. Because he can hit a hanging sweeper off the outer third. The guy's 6'6", you know, with an arm span of a condor. And he hit that fly ball. He hit that fly ball to center. Not a lot of guys are going to be able to do that in the big leagues. Not a lot of guys are going to be able to hit a fly ball to the warning track. You got to be kidding me, dude. Just say, oh, man, great pitch. Got under it a little bit. Inning's over. My phone went nuts. So, like, you're not going to believe this, dude. They're glazing this guy over a fly ball.
It wasn't robbed. It wasn't a home run that Merrill brought back.
It is nuts.
It was a sacrifice. Yeah. It didn't move a runner over.
Hey, you guys tell me, man. 3-2. Is a guy like Shohei Ohtani going to be ready to swing 3-2? Is he going to be ready to look for something to hit, put it in contact?
So that flyout in the fifth inning had an exit velocity of 103.5 miles an hour and an expected batting average of around 700. I'm assuming then, and I didn't hear the broadcast either, that two innings later, when Fernando Tatis Jr. hit one at 4.6 miles an hour with a 650 expected batting average, and it was caught at the warning track in center field, that they were equally in awe of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s ability to hit a deep fly ball. Am I correct on that,
correct,
or am I not correct on that?
Correct.
I'm not sure, but both teams do have the ability to hit hard flyouts.
This is great.
This series.
Jeffrey says in the chat, you know what you can glaze? Kyle Schwarber's home run 2 years ago. No doubt.
Good
that
call.
Was one. Even I we were there. You know, I was there.
I was there.
I was like,
it was
so, that was awesome.
My God.
It was awesome.
It was prodigious.
That's the hardest home run I've ever seen.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome.
And just that was the hardest hit ball in postseason StatCast history. Just a reminder, the second hardest ball was Tatis's ground ball double at Dodger Stadium in the history of StatCast postseason.
119. It was incredible. Mm. Yeah, the Kyle Schwarber bomb was, hey, I know, it sucks. They beat us. It was awesome. It was awesome. Shohei's
literally didn't know a ball could get up there, that was like a thing that could happen at Petco Park.
Shohei's flyout. Look, he's a great player. It was not awesome.
It didn't make him a stud.
It doesn't make him a stud.
He's got a million other reasons why he was a stud.
It was the sixth hardest hit ball of the night. It was not any remarkable moment in baseball history.
It was just a flyout, man. I get it. He's brilliant. He's a great player. But talk about his brilliance. Talk about the great things that he does. A fly ball is not one of them. You know, it's just not.
All right. So from MLB playoffs to local college baseball, I was a little bit surprised
yesterday when I saw this.
This
is awesome.
Sean Cole is the head coach for San Diego State Baseball and made quite an announcement yesterday talking about, in addition to his coaching staff, former All-Star, former Padres closer Mark Melancon has been named the Aztecs Pitching Development Coordinator.
I don't know
exactly what that all entails and how it differentiates from a pitching coach, but he is going to be the new SDSU Pitching Development Coordinator. Sean Cole, the head coach, said our program is very fortunate and thrilled to have Mark join our coaching staff. He will assist in all aspects of our pitching development. Most importantly, Mark is a great person and a role model. He finished his degree while rehabilitating with the New York Yankees. This speaks highly about his work ethic, discipline, and desire to be great beyond the baseball field. He's going to impact our program, coaches, and student athletes on and off the field.
That's cool.
Does this mean, obviously the big question, does this mean he's going to be able to pursue his true passion here in San Diego, which of course is
landscape.
Turf installation.
That's right.
Remember, Mark Melanson has a turf company in Florida.
That's right.
That he, in the off season, just like shows up 9 to 5, you know, answers the phones, you know, helps
door to door, passing out flyers,
goes and wants to help install the turf in your backyard.
He puts that he puts that woman repeller hat on and he goes out and he lays turf in your yard. Like, is that? That's Mark Melanson. Yeah, that's actually him.
That woman with the what is it, the tough turtle turf that she does with the pink. She's got some competition coming to town because Mark Melanson, he's the king of turf in Florida, and now he's coming to San Diego.
It's just a big work so they can get his turf company
well,
in here.
You know, so I was trying to think. He's not from San Diego. He's from Colorado originally. He played 13 years on like 11 different teams. He had 1 year here in San Diego. To me, this is like, I've tried everywhere else, and I don't want to go back to San Diego.
Yeah,
They'll pay me, and I'll have a job at San Diego State. Yeah, cool, I'm taking it, and I can move back to San Diego.
He takes one step onto Tony Gwynn Stadium's field, and he goes, oh, this is turf.
I like this. All wrong. We're going to fix the turf.
We'll get this all dialed in here real
fix
quick.
Fix the turf up. I loved having Melanson. That was like just after COVID.
Yeah.
We might have still been in the Corona cave and got the whole story on his passion for turf.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, if you're one of the pitchers there at San Diego State, you're like, hell yeah, dude, this guy's been in some massive games and big leaguer. This is cool. I like that a lot.
Finally, Woodsy, I know you're not a hiker.
No, I'm not one for hiking, really.
But I've got a solution to your hiking woes, and maybe this can sway you on hiking.
Okay. Nude hiking.
I've got a pair of pants that have just been released that will do the hiking for you.
Moves your feet.
So,
yes. Like the Jetsons. Yeah. They used to just have things that just did everything for you.
They're called MoGo pants, which is short for mountain goat, and it's from a startup company called Skip. They're working with an outerwear brand called Arc'teryx, and these $5,000 pants, by the way, have AI-powered hiking pants. I was trying to think all morning of a fair comp. It's kind of like the bicycles, and then now they have the bikes with the motors on it that you can kind of pedal along.
Yeah.
The engine's doing most of it.
You're sort of walking, but the pants are actually
are
like carrying you
it's
around.
It's a moving sidewalk.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So it's a moving sidewalk in your pants.
These pants, and I just threw a graphic of them up in the YouTube stream. They have an
exoskeleton,
a built-in exoskeleton on each pant leg that's going to help push you while you're going uphill. It says they lighten the load and protect your knees while coming downhill.
Brilliant.
Use this for golfing at Goat Hill.
Downhill
is perfect.
Downhill
significantly
is
worse.
When we were in San Francisco for the Padres Giants, we did the walk up the hill. It was like, whoo, you get to the top, you're like, oh man, that was I feel good. Got the heart rate. Then the walk down, you have to do the side shimmy because your knees are. You're like, all right, I'm gonna die. Like,
or you just start going faster and faster,
faster.
Then you let it go, and you're like, I'm gonna crash here at the end.
$5,000. You must. Hey, listen. If you love hiking and you're getting a little bit older or whatever,
sure.
And you want to keep it rolling, yeah, they're magic legs. This is brilliant.
Now,
it's part of a trend they're calling it move wear, clothing that quite literally helps you move.
Wow, that's really cool.
Now, does this diminish the health benefits of walking when the pants are walking for you?
I don't think so.
Still get the exercise, or
don't you?
Or
it's
not?
Just
does it not count anymore? Like, if I get my steps in, like I want to set a new steps record on my, you know, my Apple Watch or whatever, do I still get credit for my steps if my pants are actually doing the walking for me?
I think you do. Because your legs are still moving. Your heart's still working, I think. Yeah, get your heart rate up.
Does
I love it.
I don't
need
know.
To go for a walk today. I have not been taking care
get
of myself.
Get you some $5,000 pants.
I'm literally thinking about it. Like, just so you know, I'm legitimately thinking about it. Because Hannah loves to hike. And I, you know, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, we know what's his next endorsement maybe for.
What is it called again?
It is called the Mogo Pants.
Hey, guys. It's your old pal Woods for Mogo. You know, listen. Sometimes you want to keep the good vibes going, and you want to take a walk, but your knees are they're barking at you a little bit, and you're getting up there in age. Try the Mogo pants, $49.99 a month for 700 months at 27% interest. You'll be back to hiking Torrey Pines in no time. Oh, I would love those. If you're listening, send me a pair to try, because I would like very much to wear those.
You'll post
very
it on much. Social media at some point.
Very, very much.
Thank you, Paulie. We will take a time out. When we come back after traffic, we do have some more tickets to give away to Sublime with Rome coming to Gallagher Square, and we will look ahead to Game 4. Can't believe it's tonight. We've got another one.
Could have used another day.
Tonight at Petco Park, a chance to clinch the series and move on to the NLCS. All coming up with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hi, Padres are going to be aggressive in their choice of starting pitchers tonight. Dylan Cease is going to be pitching on 3 days rest, and he will be going up against a still-to-be-determined starter, probably reliever, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dave Roberts announced yesterday going to be a bullpen game to save their season. This is it for the LA Dodgers. They need to win tonight and a game five, or the massive investment that they made this last offseason will once again come up short, and there will be a lot of questions to answer. Clearly, clearly they were hit hard by injuries this season. There's no doubt about that. You know, it's not even excuse making to point it out. It's just a fact. They were hit hard by injuries this season. However, if you're truly Woods, as well run of an organization as people around baseball seem to think the Dodgers are, part of being well run is having contingencies and backup plans for when the inevitable injuries do occur.
Yeah.
And they weren't surprised. They weren't surprised that Tyler Glasnow got hurt.
How could you be?
They were anticipating it. They shut him down during the season. They really did know that it was very much a possibility. It just happened to occur at just the time that they didn't want it to occur.
Yeah.
When they needed him most in the playoffs. Could they have handled it differently? Maybe. Maybe you go back and make some different choices. Walker Buehler, they were very excited about getting him back. Has not been the same pitcher that he was before his second Tommy John surgery. Other guys who could have been around and have not been around. Gonsolin, different options that were part of their rotation in the past have not panned out the way that they were hoping. Dustin May came back and had the esophageal injury,
esophagus.
Kind of unexpected as well. So they have dealt with a lot of injuries. I still don't know, though, if their season comes to an end, that there won't be some sort of reckoning, for the fan base, for the sanity of those people up in Los Angeles. What are they going to do if it doesn't work out this year? Will they just point and say, we're well set up for next year? We've got Shohei Ohtani in a long-term deal.
Yeah.
He will be probably pitching now and joining our starting rotation and, adding that two-way dimension. We will be favorites, likely, to win the National League and have the best record in baseball when they show up again in spring training next year. And that probably is all true when they, will come back. What can you do about a team that is the favorite every year, wins the most games every year, and then comes to October and cannot get it done every single year? It actually is kind of a dilemma and one that doesn't have any simple answers.
Talk about it tomorrow.
Fair enough. Not there yet.
I agree.
Not there
yet. Tomorrow.
All right, we do have some tickets to give away. We have not been playing Take on Woods this week. It will come back at some point. Don't worry. Take on Woods always brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes, and you don't have to get out of your car for directions and discounts. Go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. It just felt like we've had so much playoff stuff to get to that haven't wanted to stop down for music trivia this week.
No,
but it'll be
back. Been insane, man.
But if you want to win the tickets to Sublime with Rome at Gallagher Square on November 23rd, you can call in now. Third caller, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Win a pair of tickets, Sublime with Rome at Gallagher Square on November 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, we'll come back in our final segment. I will tell you, and I was not the numbers for pitchers on short rest in the playoffs, even some of the best in the game, are not.
Is this what I
particularly
great?
Good.
Do I want to hear this?
So when we come back, I'm going to tell you that why, despite those numbers, I've decided I love this decision.
Okay.
From Mike Shildt to pitch Dylan Cease in Game 4 tonight. We'll get that when we come back here on 97.3 The Fan. I promise you, I'm not trying to stress you out with the numbers I'm going to share here on short rest starts in the postseason, because, again, I think this is a good idea for Mike Shildt starting Dylan Cease tonight. Before we get to that, this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football, and B-Dubs is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan-favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Try them at your local B-Dubs, or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Yeah, historically, Woods, the numbers aren't great. Now, not every postseason start on short rest is equal. You can kind of look it up by the numbers, but sometimes you had a guy come in relief and then come back out and start 3 days later. I found a piece that analyzed, at least tried to cut through the noise and find guys who truly made a start and then started on 3 days rest in the postseason.
Okay.
This was a 15-year sample, and they found about 50 to 60 like legitimate 3-day rest starts. And what they found is that generally those guys did not pitch as well as they normally did. There were some exceptions, you know, the Curt Schilling performances in 2001. Chris Carpenter did it well in 2011.
Bumgarner.
Tim Wakefield has done it. Bumgarner's done it. But for the most part, guys with the short rest pitched to just under a 5 ERA and more than half the time couldn't even put together a quality start, which is not at 6 innings, 3 runs. So you're not really expecting ace-like stuff, even from aces, when they come back on short rest. Dylan Cease has never done it. So why do I still think this is a good idea? We'll get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, what do you think here, Woods? I mean, you have a rested and ready Martin Perez, who has, you know, postseason and World Series experience and would be eagerly ready to take the ball and make that start tonight and try to clinch the series for the San Diego Padres. You've got that option. You've also got a deep bullpen, which you used a lot of yesterday, but you didn't use Brian Hoeing. You didn't use Adrian Morejon. You didn't use Wandy Peralta. You have guys who are rested and ready and could give you, you know, probably multiple innings in terms of at least Morejon and Hoeing could probably give you two, at least both of those guys, if you wanted to go with the bullpen type game like the Dodgers are doing. So why are the Padres going with Dylan Cease, and what did you think when you heard that news?
I thought you're going for the jugular here. You don't want to go back to LA. You just don't. And I think even a Dylan Cease on 3 days rest has better stuff than any of those guys. It's a risk. It's a risk. There's no doubt. But you're not going to win a World Series without taking risks. Last night, using Robert Suarez for a 4-out save was a risk. And, you know, it's not Mike Schilt's not in the alley throwing dice, risking his paycheck. You know what I'm saying? These are calculated risks. These are decisions that have been poured over. It doesn't mean, though, that even if you run the best pitcher in the world out on regular rest, Michael King. I mean, who thought Michael King was going to give up 5 runs last night? I didn't. I did not. I thought Michael King was giving us 6, 7 for sure, based on what I'd seen before. Baseball sucks. It sucks. It's very, very difficult to figure out, very difficult to prognosticate what's going to happen. Impossible, in fact, to prognosticate. This, to me, says we're going for it now. We are done. We want to win, we want to rest, and we want to wait for who is coming for us. And I think it's kind of a kill shot move. I think it's kind of a move that says, no, I'm going to be aggressive. You know, Schilty knows they're not throwing Yamamoto today. He knows they're not throwing Flaherty again. He knows what they have as well. He knows they got Landon Knack and a few guys in the bullpen. And he thinks this is our best chance to win. That's why I'm going with Dylan Cease.
All right, I actually kind of disagree. I see where you're going, but I kind of disagree. What's the goal now for the San Diego Padres? They're up 2-1.
Got to win a game.
You have to win 1 out of 2. 2 games.
Yeah.
So you have 2 chances.
Yeah.
To win 1 game. That's all you need to do to go on to the National League Championship Series. You have 3 starting pitchers to divide amongst those 2 games.
Yep.
Yu Darvish cannot start on 2 days rest
today.
So you have 2 choices today. If you want Yu Darvish to be able to start one of these 2 games, the only option then is for him to start the next game.
Right.
So it's either Martin Perez and Yu Darvish or Martin Perez and Dylan Cease in that case. And to me, I think it's a pretty easy choice that if you've got 2 games that define your season and you need to win one of them, I want Dylan Cease and Yu Darvish to be starting those games. No offense to Martin Perez.
Sure.
But the only way I can get those 2 guys on the mound for those 2 games is this particular combination of starts. Dylan Cease on 3 days rest, and then Yu Darvish on regular 4 days rest if they needed it on Friday.
Well, he threw 82 pitches on Saturday in game one.
He didn't go 115 pitches.
I'm not
didn't
expecting
go 7
him
innings.
To go 6 innings,
nope.
120
nope.
pitches tonight. I'm expecting, like, if it's almost like an opener or a bullpen game with a starting pitcher starting it out. I would not be surprised at all if he gives you 3 quality innings and he's gone.
Yeah, I don't again, I mean, it's all going to it's all going to be dependent on the situation, because you hung a six spot on them last night. You know what they're capable of. They showed you last night. They can single you to death. They played good defense last night, except for the that one inning. But I mean, think about some of the plays in center field last night. The catch that Edmund made before he moved to short. They buckled down too. So they're, again, they're a good team. I think their offense is capable of scoring 10 runs. I mean, easily, like no problem. It's the Dodgers, man. Still, I know they're banged up, but you want one of your best arms out there, and Dylan Cease is one of your best arms.
Let me give you a couple of other factors that I was considering as I decided to come around and really support this decision. I don't think, and we'll never know for sure, but Dylan Cease's struggles in game one did not seem to me because of over-fatigue.
No, it was
overuse. I think, if anything, he was too amped up, and perhaps starting on 3 days rest could dial him right back into where you want Dylan Cease to be, not over-amped up. There's going to be a lot of adrenaline and a lot of emotion playing at Petco Park in front of that crowd. I feel like that'll give him whatever he needs, even on 3 days rest. The other thing, and I found this in the same piece when I was looking at the numbers, they also looked what happens after the short start. If a pitcher goes on and then pitches again in the postseason, do they suffer in the future after going on 3 days rest? If you need him again 5 days, 5 days to pitch in the NLCS and the World Series, is it going to hurt him going forward? And the numbers have shown no. Generally, pitchers who pitch on short rest, once they get their regular rest, go right back to being the pitchers that they are.
Nice.
So you're not expecting any lingering effect. You may.
It's a risk for tonight.
It's a risk for tonight. And it is. It's absolutely a risk for tonight. But afterwards, it doesn't really seem to have a big impact on pitchers going forward.
Yeah, and it certainly doesn't reek of desperation either at all. It doesn't. It says to me, you didn't have a great outing in Dodger Stadium. Do you want the ball? Do you want the opportunity? Dylan wants the opportunity to do this. I trust Dylan, and most importantly, I trust Mike Schilt.
This is why you went and got him.
That's just why you went and got Dylan C. So
I do think he'll be, as Paulie kind of mentioned, I think he'll be on a shorter leash than usual.
Bro,
Ruben Niebla will be watching for any signs
intently
that he's not Dylan C. And if that's the case, hey, Martin Perez, you may have to come in and pitch three or four innings and give the Padres a little bit of length. You have experience to do it. That's why he's here.
Yeah,
but he was not acquired at the deadline to be pitching decisive playoff series games. He was an innings eater who did a phenomenal job, but it was never his job to pitch in the biggest games of the season.
And Martin Perez, you mean? Yeah.
Martin Perez.
Yeah.
That was Dylan Cease's job.
The opposite.
That's why you traded for him for big games like today. And why you have guys like you, Darvish, who just proved himself at Dodger Stadium. He's never lost on the playoffs and the road at Dodger Stadium, and he's done it like two or three times now. He seems like the right choice if you did have to go. And hopefully you don't, and you're going for it today. But you do have a good backup plan if for some reason it didn't work out and you had to go to a game five.
Yeah, I'm not nervous about tonight's game because Dylan Cease is on the bump. Dylan Cease at Dodger Stadium was a bit of a rough watch, and wasn't economical at all, and did get beat by Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei Ohtani's probably happy. You see a guy a few days ago and hit an absolute tank off of him. You're excited to get in the box again. Hasn't been the world's greatest series for Ohtani either. Since the home run, he's had a couple of broken bat hits. And, the Padres have done a really good job at neutralizing him. But Dylan Cease, I really like the matchups against Mookie Betts. I like Freeman hit him well too. So, I mean, look, this is a big, big challenge for Dylan tonight. But yeah, man, and somebody said, what about an opener? Okay. I'm fine with, I would have been fine with that too. I would have been fine with a Morihone to kick off the game. I would have been fine with
It's an interesting thought in bringing, starting with a Morihone to attack the lefties at the top of their lineup and then bringing in Dylan Cease.
Sure.
But now you're both pitching Dylan Cease on short rest and you're pitching him out of the bullpen in an unfamiliar situation. Maybe that's a little too much to ask of one guy. If you're going to pitch him on short rest, at least let him warm up like normal, go out in the first inning like normal, and set up his game. He's a starting pitcher. He's not a reliever. let's be a little bit cautious on that. That would be kind of, I would imagine, part of the equation with Ruben and Mike Shildt and why they're not going to go with the opener and then come in with Dylan Cease after that.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it is absolutely a risk on Mike Shildt's part, but I like the aggressive moves. We've said it for years. Let's get a manager that makes strong moves. And you think if Dylan Cease doesn't go out and perform as well as he's capable of tonight, do you think Mike Shildt's going to regret it for a second?
You think he's going to lose sleep over it?
No, he doesn't lose sleep.
I don't think he's been losing a lot of sleep over his decisions.
It's not a bad thing to want to try and avoid at any cost an elimination game.
Correct.
In the playoffs.
That's exactly
like,
right.
You got to... You can't throw everything out there in game four because you do have a potential game five,
yep.
But you don't want to go up there.
Finally, if I'm, I oftentimes think that decisions in sports, whether it's a football coach or a baseball manager, it's a good way to frame it. What does my opponent not want me to do?
Right.
And if I'm the Dodgers, if I'm Dodger fans,
you want
I'm kind of hoping
Perez.
Martin Perez is starting and
all,
not Dylan Cease.
All day.
Yeah, can it backfire on the Padres? Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
man.
There's no one in that Dodgers dugout who's going, oh, good, we get to face Dylan Cease
even
tonight.
Even on short rest.
Even on short rest. We're going to own this guy. They're not happy to see Dylan Cease and the nasty stuff that he has. It's like when you're watching a football game. I was talking with my buddy Matt Janella. When it's 4th-and-1 and you're hoping they don't go for it, like, I hope this team punts. That means the other team probably should go for it. When you're hoping that they don't go for it, then the right decision is probably go for it. This is the Padres going for it on 4th-and-1 because the Dodgers, they don't want them to go for it on 4th-and-1. They know that the Padres are in a good spot, and they're trying to put themselves in an even better spot with Dylan Cease on the mound in this game tonight.
Yeah, for sure, man. I like the move.
Now, when you get stopped on 4th-and-1 in that situation,
it sucks.
It turns them a little bit, and it could give the Dodgers some life and some, you know, obviously some confidence if they do to Dylan Cease. That's the risk.
What I won't do if the Padres lose this game is come in here tomorrow and bitch about not starting Martin Perez, right? I won't.
Nope.
At all. I mean, not even a little. I won't come in, man, son of a gun, man. You really should have started. I love Martin Perez. One of my favorite acquisitions. Dude gets it. Ready to go, ready to be called on, you know, at a moment's notice. Pitched really well down the stretch for us. But I will not come in here tomorrow and be upset that we did not start Martin Perez. And neither should you. This is why you got Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease needs to go out and get the job done tonight. Padres bats need to continue to do what they've done and put up runs off these guys. Because, again, you don't know what you're facing today. And, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Roberts is going to be really, really aggressive as he has been. So... going to be good, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
You know, Martin Perez had a lot of good starts, but, you know, Rockies, Pirates, Giants, White Sox. This is the Dodgers lineup.
Sure.
Dodgers have, you know, good hitters who take good at-bats and are dangerous. It's not exactly the same. Now, to Perez's credit, he shut down the Tigers in September 5th. This is a Detroit Tigers team that we didn't know it at the time, but was absolutely going to be on fire. Shut them down. Pitched fairly well against the Mets in a shorter outing. I mean, he's done it against some playoff teams as well. But I think ultimately you're going to have a lot more confidence with Dylan Cease on the mound in this game.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking, and you can kind of already see it if it doesn't work out tonight, that, well, we could have saved Cease and Darvish for a game five. And again, then you're asking both guys, one or both guys, to do something they're not accustomed to doing. Yes, you would have an extra day's rest. In my opinion, I honestly think starting Martin Perez today would be more of a we're getting cute. We're saving some guys for the next series.
Tempting fate
a little bit. This one I look at and go, that's aggressive, and I like aggressive. You've been aggressive all year. Don't change a thing. So he has full throated support from me.
As for the Dodgers,
not that matters, but
You know, the Padres are going to have to find a way to score some runs against the Dodgers' bullpen, but they can't just throw Kopech and Trinan for nine innings. They're going to have to dig.
Well, you'll see Trinan, though.
But you're going to see them.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But they're going to have to dig deeper into the well. And with a bullpen game, what always makes you nervous is, all right, this guy was good. I wonder if the next guy's going to be good. All it takes is It's one guy really to have that off night. And all of a sudden, you know, Padres do their thing and have a power of friendship inning against one guy who comes in. And you know, Kopech came in the other day, walked a couple of guys. I mean, it doesn't take a lot for a reliever who's off. And you're throwing the dice with like seven or eight of them going out there and saying, don't make any mistakes because our season's over. All seven of you. Probably a few of them will have really good nights and throw up one, two, three innings against the Padres. It only takes one or two guys to mess up, and the Padres can put five or six runs on the board and end the Dodgers season tonight.
And again, I, you know, depending on what they do, were you guys surprised at all that that we talked about it on the show yesterday? How aggressive is Schilt going to be with his bench? And Hannah and I were talking about it, and I said, ooh, leaving Peralta in to face Anthony Banda. Banda K'd him up, made him look foolish. I'm like, ooh, Solano there? I go, no, it's too close of a game. Too close of a game, you know, knowing that Vessi is still down there.
You know,
there,
I was thinking about that as well, but who is Solano going to pinch hit for later in the game? Is Jake? I mean,
Peralta,
you know, Jake had two hits.
But he would have
already been in there.
Right.
If you can use him earlier.
Yep.
Gentlemen.
Kiss the roach.
Kiss it, baby. Let's finish
rally
this out
roach.
Tonight. How about that?
Hey, real quick, I know who you're rooting for in the late game tonight. Who you guys rooting for, Mets or Phillies?
Yeah, Phillies. Make them go five.
Yeah.
Make it as tough as possible.
Stretch it out.
Annie and Elston will have all their thoughts coming up next with Braden. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 here on 97.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.